Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
You're tuned in to the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 years from retirement or just getting started, we've got the strategies, tools, and experience to help make the most of your nest egg. Retirement planning specialists David Pipes and Steve Zarek are two trusted voices in retirement planning with over 30 years of combined experience helping hardworking Americans navigate 401k rollovers, income planning, tax strategies, and everything in between.
Thanks for joining us. I am David Pipes, and if you're wondering how to get yourself on the right track for retirement, or how to turn your savings into steady income, you're in the right place.
And I'm Steve Zarek. Each week, we break down the complex world of retirement in plain English. No jargon, just smart strategies to help you retire with confidence.
Now, let's dive into today's show and start paving the way to your smooth retirement. Here are your hosts, David Pipes and Steve Zarek.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Those financial strategies, they could really come in handy. So thanks for making our show a part of your weekend. I'm Jim Tarabocchia, alongside retirement planning specialists David Pipes and Steve Zarek. We'll talk to those guys in just a moment. Countdown to the financial year end. Smart moves for your money before the clock runs out in 2025. Today's show consists of financial strategies for a smooth year-end financial life. Who doesn't like that? Plus, 401k rollover of qualified funds and much more. But before we get things started, I want to encourage our listeners to go ahead and schedule your 100% complimentary consultation with retirement planning specialists David Pipes and Steve Zarek today. It's a free offering just for listening to the show. Our listeners can meet with those guys to review their own financial situation for your family or for your business. And there's absolutely no obligation. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com for more information. All right, transitioning qualified funds into income. Guys, how to transition from saving to spending, creating reliable income for qualified funds and investments. We're talking about going from income stability, not just account balance, i.e. numbers on a screen. How about building a retirement paycheck guaranteed versus viable income? So guys, let's start with building a retirement paycheck and the importance of understanding how to layer income sources like Social Security, RMDs, pensions, and especially something we've talked about a lot on this show, annuities, going from accumulation to distribution.
Yeah, that's a great topic, Jim. I think Steve and I go, the majority of our topics when we sit with a client, really the first thing we talk about is the income side, right? Because like you said, you are switching, right, from that accumulation phase to the distribution phase. No matter what anyone says, this is the biggest transition in the retirement cycle, right? In the retirement phase, right? And I think that there's so much math involved and financial aspects involved that sometimes people miss out on what's important in it. So one question I have, I think, Steve, I want to ask you this question to kind of start off this, for all the listeners. When planning for income, right, when you're starting that retirement phase, what is the most important thing that we really tell clients, right? I mean, what's the most important thing when transitioning into the income side?
Well, quite frankly, it's the guarantees. I mean, if you're going into retirement, most people are losing their W-2, their earned income, because they're retiring. They're not currently working. Now, we may have other income from rental properties and all that, but, so if we're going to set up income, to me, it's important that they have that guaranteed income. And not only is it guaranteed, that it won't run out before they pass away. So, right, they want to have an income stream that's guaranteed. And longevity is a big deal. I mean, I have clients well into their 90s that didn't think they'd live 30 years in retirement. And, thank goodness they planned for it. But, there's nothing better than planning an income stream that doesn't run out. As long as you're alive, it pays. And then you have some guarantees. And I think, when we talk about going into that, distribution phase away from the accumulation phase, I think one of the things you bring out to the clients, David, is really identifying these retirement assets and keeping them in the mindset that they're retirement assets. I think too many times people are meeting with financial advisors and they continue to talk the accumulation, when really they should really separate out the assets and identify which ones are set up for retirement, which should be the distribution phase, and which ones are we still going to continue to try to get growth on. And I think you do a great job of that, David.
Right. That's one of the biggest things I see that people miss out on, right? And probably I would say 9 out of 10 people that I meet, they don't even understand how that income stream works. They don't know how they can do it. They don't know how, you know, the idea is everyone always talks about income that you cannot outlive, right? I mean, that's something that in the retirement phase, that's super important. Well, I don't think it's brought up enough, Steve. And I think that one of the biggest things that we're seeing now is the transition from people thinking, okay, well, now it's so for going from complication to simplicity, right? Because everyone wants to make it complicated. We see it all the time. We see these advisors that, well, this one needs to be, we need to take this out at this time. We need to do this. You don't need this income now, or we need to take this out here, the 4% roller, take out 3% here. It doesn't have to be that complicated. I mean, we literally, we go through that every single day of what we can do. We plan it. It takes us about 15, 30 minutes, understand the client's goals. And if you have questions about guaranteed income or not outliving some of your money or all your money, you need to sit down with us. I mean, it can be very simple, but I feel like in the industry now, right, we have kind of a head butter, right? Because advisors don't want you to take out your money. And Steve, we see this so many times.
You're exactly right. I mean, we go into planning with people, and the first thing we have to do is identify what qualified funds are. And I don't know if people are listening, understand that terminology, but a qualified fund is money they put into a savings account pre-tax. So IRAs, I mean, I'm talking traditional IRAs, your 401ks, your TSP money, your 403bs, your SEP IRAs. That's all money that built and grew without paying tax on it, and you got a tax deduction. So qualified funds, when you get into retirement, sooner or later, the government's going to make you take withdrawals and set up with distribution on those funds. And I think what we find is when we're talking to people, the advisors they're dealing with package it all together, put it in one account, and then talk to them about, oh, well, we can do some fixed asset investments, some bonds. We can do some dividend paying stocks, and that'll satisfy your RMDs, and don't really plan on focusing on that qualified retirement account.
Right. I just had that happen. It's funny you say that, Steve. Literally 2 weeks ago, I had a woman, and I wish I could have met her a couple years ago, and so does she. You know, awesome family. Her and her husband sat down with me and wanted to know, hey, about 12 years ago, I had about $1 million. Okay. I only have 150 grand right now, David. I've been taking money out. I need about 3 or 4K a month. I've been taking that out with my advisor, but it's almost out. What do I do? She gave me all her paperwork. Long story short, there was nothing I could do now because the advisor didn't advise the proper way, right? What should have happened was both of those funds should have been split up. Half of it should have been set up into guaranteed income. She would have been paid for the rest of her life, Steve. She wouldn't have had to take out any money of the other money unless she needed it. The other money would have doubled. It would have been $1 million.
And think about this, Dave, because you and I do this when we plan with our clients. I mean, what a neat concept to set up somebody with guaranteed income using mostly their qualified funds, because that's what was set up for distribution in retirement. And then the other funds, we can leave more aggressive for growth. So now we're maximizing the income on that income producing asset, and we're still allowing to offset inflation and everything else by leaving some money in a growth account instead of piling it all together and saying, okay, well, we're going to make this. And if we, you know, do the 4% rule and everything will be fine. Yeah. You're not, you know, keep it simple. Let's keep the money that's set aside for retirement and produce an income off of it. And the other side of the money, let's set it up for growth. Really, it is that simple if they're meeting with the right people like us.
And that's where I think the big turn comes in, Steve, is people aren't getting those facts, right? And they're like, well, if it was that easy, no, it is that easy, right? But there's two issues. Number one is advisors aren't going to want to tell you, okay, if I have a random company, okay, and they've got $2 million in my funds and they're making a certain amount of return on my investment for them, they don't know your name by heart. The corporation only knows your account number and how much you have in there. I'm sorry to tell you out there, they don't care about your name. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your wealth. They don't. They just don't. They care about their own corporate values, what they're making off your money. You have to be able to beat the system yourself. And I can't say that enough. You, as an individual, have to beat the system and go out there and take an advisor and understand these things to be able to make it simple for you. The corporation is not going to train the advisor, right, to do something that negatively impacts their income. They're just not going to do it.
Right. And that's where, you know, when we look at the guaranteed income side, and I think we've talked about this in other shows, and we've seen the increase in deposits in these annuity products, because the annuity is the one vehicle that was invented a long time ago that produces income. I mean, lottery payouts, they're taken out with income. Social Security is a form of an annuity payout. I mean, you're looking at anytime somebody gets in a lawsuit and they do a settlement, it's done with annuities. And I think when you're looking at setting up an income stream, these annuities are very valuable in the retirement plan. And that's where we can help people when we sit down with them and say, hey, does an annuity fit? If it does, what type do you need? And if we're looking at income, that's like the one product that you should be looking at for guaranteed income, because the payout is much higher.
Yeah. And Steve, also on top of that, and people out there that you're listening, you're saying, hey, I've got income. I've got my income covered. That's even a plus, because guess what? Now you can be able to position both assets, right? One aggressive and one not, to where if the market does come down and you want some extra money to go on a trip, you want some money to go to Christmas, you want some money to go to the kids, you want something there, when the market goes down, you can take it off that non-risky side.
Yeah.
That's super, super important. When the market goes up, guess what? You can touch the money in the market now in your IRAs because you're having 20% return. You can take that 10% that you want out of there. When the market goes down, you don't want to sell low. You do not want to. No one wants to sell low. So
but it happens all the time.
Be able to have the options.
Yeah,
you know?
It happens all the time. People end up selling low. But what a neat concept. And I've seen you do that with a lot of the people you've met with, you know, explaining to them. Because I got a question for you, David, and I'm sure the listeners will probably answer this on their own. When is too much income too much?
Never. Never, yeah. Steve. Come on. We all want income. I mean,
seriously. So why would somebody encourage somebody not to take income, especially in retirement? I mean, you know, if you like the stock market, like you said, now you're in position with all this income that you can reinvest it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a total brainwashing mechanism too, because I feel like the corporate side of things and the corporations out there, they've got to continue to make people feel that way so that they can keep the majority of the money and to be passed down over generations, right? Because we're seeing that big wealth generation transfer in the next decade. They don't want to see a big lump sum of their invested assets being transferred or being used by their clients. They want them automatically to stay to the beneficiaries to be able to be used again. And it's not, that's my biggest part on a lot of clients. If you need to worry about, you need to really look at yourself. You need to understand what's going on in your retirement, what best benefits you. Sit down, understand these things, do the numbers on the board. It'll make sense, plain and day. Don't let someone make it complicated. And that's one of my biggest pieces of advice, Steve, to all listeners out there. If it seems complicated, you don't know how to get the 401k out, you have people talk to you, it seems like too much paperwork to go over, or that's because that's what they want. Okay. These institutions are literally doing that to make it hard on you to move your money. Well, come to us, sit down. Let's make it easy. I mean, it's not difficult to understand either. And I think that's where we get a lot of our good reviews, Steve, is to be able to help those clients, you know, with the simplicity part instead of make it complicated.
Yeah. And you know what, guys, a lot of times it goes back to that old saying, you know, the KISS saying, right? Keep it simple, stupid. This is no different. Everything in life, sometimes you need to just keep it simple.
What I like to say is keep it simple, Steve.
Keep it simple, Steve. That should go on the Retirement Planning Pipeline website. Keep it simple, Steve. And a quick recap here, 401k rollovers, clean up and consolidate, RMDs, don't miss deadlines, manage taxes, income transition, turn assets into a lifetime paycheck, because again, who doesn't love extra paychecks? But let's not wait until the last week of December. Schedule that no obligation free consultation today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-424-8977. Coming up later, a year-end financial countdown. But up next, 401k rollover of qualified funds. 401k rollover of qualified funds. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. We're back in a moment.
Visit Retirement Planning Pipeline to schedule your free, no-obligation, complimentary consultation today. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will return in just a moment.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day when the heat of a rolling wave.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Retirement Planning Pipeline. Thank you for making our show a part of your Saturday, wherever and however you may be listening. As we dive back into today's show, a reminder, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly highlights and special content. I don't know about you guys, but I'm always on YouTube. I mean, I hate the ads. The ads are just sometimes very obnoxious, but I'm always on YouTube and I see so much financial information out there. And it goes back to what you guys were talking about last segment about keeping it simple, Steve, keeping it simple, stupid. But and I think it's better. It sounds smarter and better when you say keep it simple, Steve. The financial advice that we provide on this show on a weekly basis and when people meet with you, you guys keep it simple. And that's what makes you guys stand out the most. Again, I see so much content on YouTube where it gets so complicated, but not our stuff. No, YouTube.com. And again, search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly highlights and special content. All right. The countdown to financial year end. That's coming up. Stay with us for that. But guys, here's a solid first step to take. 401k rollovers. What are they? Why do they matter, and how to avoid costly mistakes when moving retirement funds? So, David, we'll start here with you. What are 401k rollovers? Why are they so important? And what is the one common mistake that you see as retirement planning specialists, both you and Steve, when it comes to these rollovers?
Yeah, so a 401k for anyone you know out there, and I'm sure 90% of the listeners have had a 401k or a 403b, kind of the same thing. Over their lifetime. What these are is if you work for a corporation or a company, right, they are employer compensation plans, okay, that basically they contribute and so do you. So you have the employer contribution and you have your contributions, right? You either get matched or something like that for a certain percentage that you put in over the lifetime of when you're working for a certain institution or corporation, okay? Now, 401ks are not meant to be in a 401k when you retire. Okay, or really 2 years before you retire. I don't believe, and I know Steve, you agree with me on this. Okay, a 401k's main goal is to be able to plug in money, right? You are literally buying the stock market money or whatever mutual funds or index funds that you're in inside of that 401k until you actually get to the retirement phase. All right. And why that's important is because I've been seeing so many clients that have been retired for a year or two or looking to retire, and their 401k is so high. And I'm like, what are you doing? The rollover mechanism is one of the most important things when you get into the retirement phase. Why that is because you have been working your entire life and plugging in and buying every dip in the stock market with that 401k. You have bought when you were 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years old. Okay. And two, all those bubbles have now accumulated what you have. Now you're changing the entire phase. You are now changing into what? The distribution phase. So the rollover part is the most important thing that you will have in your life if you have a 401k or if you've rolled over a 401k, that's still important now. The transition process is very simple. Okay. You're transitioning and rolling it over into an IRA, right? Which means an individual retirement account, right? So now that gives you a lot more options. Now, Steve, I'm going to let you answer this. What's one of the most common mistakes you see after or when someone rolls it over?
The problem with rolling it over is there's really the best way to do it is to have a rollover go into a new IRA account with another company. If clients decide they want to roll over a 401k and take the money paid to them, then the institution where the money's coming from has to hold back 20%. Then they pay the money to that person. And then what happens is they have to claim that as income and pay tax on it, unless they do a personal rollover where they take the full amount and they reinvest it within 60 days back to an IRA. So the problem with doing it themselves is there's going to be a withholding of 20%. When they decide they want to reinvest it, it has to be 100% of what they took out, including the 20% they didn't get, and they have to do it within 60 days. So there's a lot of complications. A lot of mistakes are made when somebody tries to do it on their own. What we try to do, and I've seen you do it better than anybody, David, is really getting on the phone with the 401k company before we even decide to do a rollover, where those that money is going to be positioned. What is the goal of the client? If it's income, we're going to an income vehicle. If it's growth, we go to a growth vehicle. You get on the phone, you expedite it with that company. They roll it over. They send a check. The client doesn't get any money withdrawn. The check's made to the new investment company, and we overnight it to that company, and there's no issue with taxes. Right. So I've seen you keep it very, very simple when other people are making it more complicated. And I think that's where we can help people. If they come in, they have a 401k, what do I do? We're going to meet with them, go over their goals, talk to them about how to do a rollover the most tax-efficient way.
And I'll tell you a mistake that I see too. You know, one mistake that I see a lot of is people rolling over into something they have no idea what they're rolling over into.
Why? Or let me add, they rolled out from this fire to another fire.
Right, right. And it's like, that's not what a rollover is, right? There's a couple things that are important about a rollover. Number one is versatility. It gives you more versatility on what you want to go in your investment vehicles for retirement, whether it's an annuity, whether it's more stocks, whether it's bonds, whether it's specific REITs, right? Whatever you want to go in, it gives you the ability to do that. In a 401k, you only have a limited amount of options, right? I mean, a company gives you mutual funds or target date funds, and guess what? You have to go in those. TSPs are the exact, right? You have certain funds, C fund, I fund, right? Now, on that, to get back on track, on that sentence, right? When you have that rollover of an IRA into an IRA, you need to understand what best benefits you. Now, where the 401k companies make it hard, this is where it gets tricky, is you're going to call yourself. They're trained professionals, right? They're trained to ask you questions and tell you things that you don't really want to hear or that kind of make you backtrack. That's why it's very, very important to do it with someone that understands that side, okay? Because I've seen so many clients call and I'm on the other side of the line. And finally, when they say that I'm there, the entire shift changes. You can hear the voice change. You can hear, if you have a finance professional on the phone, the entire cinema, the entire phone call changes, okay? And why that is because obviously the companies don't want you to send out money. Right? They don't want you to take the money from there that they want to be able to hold it. But they also want to be able to roll it over within themselves, right?
Right.
And to keep the money.
You know, one thing that comes up, David, talking about these rollovers is we hear a lot about this Roth conversion or moving a traditional IRA to a Roth. And I, you know, again, trying to keep things simple, we have some rules we go by. I mean, really, a Roth conversion in retirement, it's hard to find where it makes sense. Maybe a few opportunities here and there, but most of the time the people are giving up so much of that account value because they have to pay the tax up front. Then they have to hold it for a certain amount of period before they can take withdrawals. So really when people come to us looking for, hey, you know, I think the Roth conversions were a big deal 4, 5, 6 years ago. I think they've kind of tapered off because people realize, hey, if I'm retiring at 65, 66, I don't know, converting a traditional into a Roth makes a lot of sense. So rolling that over, you know, that comes up every once in a while, but I think we see people that are starting to get smart on that topic and kind of shine away from the Roth conversions at a later age. Don't you agree?
Right. And it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Why would you put your money? I'm making it a little simple for all you listeners out there. You've put your money into a 401k with employer match, and you've been compounding and making money off the what? Off what kind of money, Steve? It's a triple compound.
Well, no, and that plus your company matches some of it.
Plus your company. But in the end of the day, when it's fully vested, Steve, if you have the option to put it into a Roth IRA, how did you compound that entire time? You've compounded by using other people's money. You didn't compound by just using yours, right? So if I have, let's say 25% is the average tax bracket rate, right? Right. With whatever you have in all your write-offs, 25% of $1 million is $250,000. Okay. If I take that 250 and I use the average rule, which is, I'm just going to say, 10 years to double, right? 10 years to double. I could have an extra 250 grand in 10 years just from the money that was used by, it's not my money technically. It's technically the IRS's, that if you do a Roth IRA conversion, you were already paid.
Well, not only that, David, if you think about it, if you do $1 million, now your tax bracket is the highest tax bracket. So you hurt yourself on that end too. So yeah, and again, you know, the 401k rollovers, I think meeting with us, getting a plan together, focusing on, you know, like you said earlier, you know, what is the goal of the client? Is your goal income? Is it growth? Do you want to save some money for legacy? That's where we can help with these 401k rollovers. We keep it simple. You know, we're not going to complicate things. We're not going to go from the fire to another fire. We're going to go from wherever you are into whatever goal you want and do it the, you know, the best way and the easiest way.
Yeah. And those, but by the way, also one more quick point as we're going to the next segment, but those 401ks have expense ratio fees.
Yeah.
Okay. They only get higher when you get older because you have more money in there. Okay. So don't think 1% or 0.5% of $1 million is not 0.5% of 500 grand, right? It's double that. So be aware. That's why the 401k transition is so important. If you need help with that, please call us. We can easily help you out.
And a quick reminder, our listeners can start working with us today. David and Steve are here to discuss your income goals and a vision for retirement. They'll take a look at your current income plan and portfolio of assets, walk you through their recommended plan, and answer as many questions that you may have for retirement. Reach out to us. Get started on your own assessment today. Just go to retirementplanningpipeline.com. Again, that website, retirementplanningpipeline.com, or you can pick up the phone the old-fashioned way and give us a call at 850-424-8977. That phone number again, 850-424-8977 for that free, no obligation consultation. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Helping you take control of your financial future. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
Everyone pictures retirement a little bit differently. For some, it's peaceful mornings and coffee at sunrise. For others, it's finally exploring what comes next. But no matter the vision, the time to start planning for retirement is now. I'm Jim Tarabocchia for the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Retirement doesn't just happen, it's built one small step at a time. The first big hurdle? Saving the right amount of money. NBC Senior Business Correspondent Christine Romans.
Time is your superpower. The longer you are saving for retirement, the better.
Christine and financial experts alike all say there are a few key steps that can make all the difference. First, start saving now.
Let me give you an example. You put $10,000 into a retirement account over 30 years with compound interest of 5%. That becomes $40,000. Oh, wow. Imagine doing that every single year over all of your earning years. That's how you really use time to your benefit.
Second, take advantage of your employer's retirement plan. If your company offers a 401k with matching contributions, sign up and contribute enough to get the full match. It's one of the easiest ways to build your nest egg. Third, balance your investments. A healthy mix of riskier investments like stocks or mutual funds, coupled with safer options like bonds or annuities, can help weather the market's uncertainty, especially as you get closer to retirement. Fourth, know what you'll need. The U.S. Department of Labor suggests planning for 70 to 90% of your current income to maintain your lifestyle. Social Security helps, but it likely won't cover it all. And finally, seek professional guidance. A qualified financial advisor can help tailor a strategy to meet all of your goals so your savings last as long as you do. Remember, retirement isn't just a finish line, it's a new chapter, one that finally feels a lot better when you've planned for it. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabocchia.
Planning for retirement doesn't have to be overwhelming. Get expert insights, tools, and personalized strategies to secure your future. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com today. Your retirement, your plan, your peace of mind.
This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. If you missed any part of today's show or want to go back and listen to previous episodes, go ahead and subscribe and listen to the program in podcast form. Please do, and of course, leave a review as well. Apple, Spotify, or whichever platform you enjoy your podcast. All right, stay with us because coming up, we're going to explain why this time of year can make or break your retirement income strategy. But first, let's dive into this week's financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And our quote of the week comes to us from retired American journalist Walt Mossberg. Mossberg says, quote, "I see retirement as just another one of these reinventions, another chance to do new things and be a new version of myself." And our thanks to Walt Mossberg for providing this week's quote of the week. Of course, you have to be financially sound to be able to do all the things that you want to do in retirement. Am I right about that, guys? And anyway, as we dive back into today's show, if you like the content we're providing, subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com, and search Retirement Planning Pipeline for weekly highlights and special content. RMDs Unwrapped, what's new for 2025? Turning 73, let's unpack the latest IRS rules, how penalties have changed, and why waiting until April 1st could mean double the tax bite in 2026. RMD rules keep evolving, guys, and the latest IRS updates for 2025 could affect millions of retirees. Looking at the bigger picture, though, under the Secure 2.0 Act, the RMD, they start, that age was raised to 73 for many and will move to 75 by 2033. The penalty for failing to take an RMD dropped from 50% to 25% and could be as low as 10%. If corrected timely. So, Steve, how are the new RMD rules affecting retirees?
Good question, Jim. First of all, I want to say that, you know, they dropped the penalty from 50 to 25%, but I don't know any of my clients that like to take a penalty at any time. So we want to definitely avoid that tax penalty. So if you look at the rules, you know, when I started, it was 70 and a half. When somebody hit 70 and a half, they had to start taking RMDs. Then they raised it, you know, to 71, and now it's 73. And, you know, when we deal with people getting into retirement, most of the time they're around 65 years old. So they're really looking at the age of 75 when they have to start taking RMDs. I think the important part of that is really determining where their assets are, what they have set aside for taking the RMDs. We're talking about qualified funds here. And then, you know, making sure they do it correctly when it's time for them to start. You know, if you, in the way, I think the important thing here, when we're looking at RMDs, somebody that has qualified funds, they're looking at the December 31st valuation of the previous year to determine what the amount is they have to withdraw, the required minimum by the government. And then they have, you know, up until, you know, usually up until April to activate it. But if they wait until April and they don't take it out by December 31st, the first time, then not only do they take it in April, but they have to take another withdrawal in by the end of that year. So that's where you mentioned, you know, it could really hurt them, because if they don't do it correctly, they could be taking two withdrawals in the same year, which again, that money's all taxable. So it could really affect the way they pay taxes on that money. And they need to be smart. And that's where we can help them when looking at when they're starting the RMDs. Should they take two payments next year? Maybe somebody's retiring, you know, next year and doesn't want to take it that first year because their income's high. David and I look at all that when we try to plan taking RMDs with clients. And, you know, the other thing too, is we really have to have a serious conversation with the clients when we talk about RMDs, is do they want a guaranteed income? And what does that income look like? And, you know, how is that going to affect their overall retirement? Don't you agree, David?
I was just about to actually, you know, put my two cents in there, because I think, you know, what we see a lot of is people who have anxiety and are worrying over taking RMDs out. And if you have that, if you're out there and you have worries, or you don't know when to take it out, or you don't know what best time there is, or you don't know, you know, how to do it, or when to do it, really, you know, or what to take it out of, what allocations to take it out of, what stocks to sell, what, you know, sit down, go over this with us. We'll help you plan it so that you're able to understand it. But one thing that I think fixes all of it, Steve, and you just said it, it's the guaranteed income portion, right? Mm-hmm. If you can position a small amount of your assets to really, you know, qualify and take care of those RMDs, you have no worry anymore. You're literally just taking the RMDs out on one side and letting your other money grow without thinking about touching it, right? Now, it goes back to what we talked about, though, and I don't want to get too off topic, but if you have an IRA or a 401k and you're taking RMDs out, guys, they're not meant for you to hold. If you're already 75, 76, 77 years old, and you're worried about taking RMDs out, you're living it all wrong. You're supposed to be using it, Steve.
And I think that's a good point you brought up, because if you're looking at RMDs and you're getting, you know, later on in your retirement and you're getting in the 70s and early, you know, or into the 80s, people are so worried about, well, I've got to take all this RMD because the percentage increases as we get older, you know, so they're worried about, I'm going to cannibalize my investment account and I may run out of money. And that's where the guaranteed income that we help people with, setting up their qualified funds using guaranteed income investment vehicles to set that up, and they don't ever have to worry about that. They can get rid of that anxiety, you know.
And if they don't use it, Steve, what else can they do with it?
Well, they can reinvest it, go on a trip.
I mean, I don't know.
Gift it to grandkids. I mean, they can set up college funding. You know, again, the guaranteed income using that qualified money, using that RMD money, let's call it RMD money, because that's where the RMD comes into play. Now, one thing I want to bring up real quick and touch on it with RMDs, sometimes I have clients that say, well, I have this Roth IRA, do I have to take an RMD? And I want to be clear here, Roth IRAs, if you set it up and didn't inherit it, you do not have to take an RMD. So that Roth IRA should be invested a little bit different than a traditional IRA.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I 100% agree, Steve. And that's something that we go over with every client. And if you have questions about Roth, you know, traditional, sit down with us. We can go over those, you know, and really touch on how to really maximize the benefits of the tax-free growth, but also how to maximize the benefits of the income portion on the other side with the traditional side, and be able to reinvest and be able to do things like that. I mean, I just helped the client over there take some guaranteed income out of his actual IRA or rollover IRA, because he rolled it over. And guess what? Now he's satisfying his RMDs. He's buying a certain fund for his grandkids because he doesn't need it. Okay, that's totally fine. If you don't need it, just do that, right? But there are so many options to do when that guaranteed income comes in. You always say this, Steve, and I say this to my clients too. If the company's going to give it to you, take it.
Take it.
Take the dang money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and lifetime income works like that. And if you don't need it, take it and put it somewhere else, right? Put it and reinvest it somewhere else. And you can have the versatility with it.
So let's touch a little bit, because we run into this quite a bit, especially with the wealth transfer and the money that we've seen, the trillions of dollars over the next 10 years, they're going to transfer from one generation to another.
Yeah.
The SECURE Act changed a lot of the rules on inherited IRAs. So when we're looking at RMDs, you know, and it's different from spouse to the next generation. So let's touch on a spouse for a second. If an spousal person, you know, if I'm married and I pass away and I leave my IRA to my spouse, how is that? Is that rule changed on RMD, or has anything changed with that? Or is it mainly when I?
Yeah. So if it's inherited, yes, you have to take RMDs out of your lifetime. Now, if you're not a spouse, it changes. A non-spouse changes everything. I just went over a big case over in Alabama with this, and you know, you really have to understand these things and sit down with someone professional, because the bottom line is, if you're inheriting money, you need to know where that money is allocated and what you need to do with it. Okay. If you're inherited and you're not a spouse, okay, you're going to have to take that out over 10 years. Okay. Which doesn't help the fact that it's a Roth. I mean, yeah, it's tax free there, but so is the cost. When you get inherited a brokerage account with cost basis, you don't have any more capital gains on that cost basis. If the cost basis steps up, it's the same dang difference. So what's changed is that, you know, it'd be so nice to be able to inherit a Roth IRA and not take RMDs out on it, or not take it out over 10 years. Sadly, the IRS is not going to allow that to happen, right? Because then you're prolonging the tax-free, which the IRS obviously wants their money, right? So that's where that comes in as well. I think that one of the biggest things on that Roth side is, I'd be taking that money out because it's tax-free, all of it, Steve. And
yes, this is
something that I've been thinking about, you know, take it all out and put it somewhere where you can actually make a good gain on, right? If you're, you know, with whatever you're doing, because you don't want the liability or obligation that in 5 years, if you're down and you've been taking money out, oh, I have to take money out. You got to sell low, Steve.
Yeah. Something else I just came up with, I want to bring this up on the show, is I had a client who, you know, they're married and the spouse passed and left, you know, a significant amount, you know, over $100,000 IRA to the spouse. Well, the spouse is not 59 and a half yet. And he wanted to cash it in. And I said, well, you know, you're going to, not only are you going to tax on that money, but because you haven't reached the age of 59 and a half, you're going to have a 10% tax penalty. So he had no idea. And he said, what are the ways around that? Now, there are some exceptions and some rules that we can help people with, but I just want to make sure people understand that, you know, if they have a spouse that they're leaving money to that hasn't hit that 59 and a half age, that there could be some tax penalties involved on the inheritance if they decide to cash it out. So they have to be real sad with that. And we can definitely help in that situation as well.
Right. I've seen you help out with multiple cases of that, you know, and truthfully, you know, being able to help out with the inherited side's great, but that Roth IRA side's tricky because a lot of advisors want to go into that and it gets very, very difficult mathematically. And, you know, the it doesn't have to be difficult. And we've brought that up a lot on the show, but if you're looking for simplicity and you want to sit down and go over some of the funds that you have, I mean, just sit down with us, understand it. You know, we're very, very analytical, so we're pretty good at showing you, hey, this is going to affect you this way, and this is going to affect you this way, and the numbers don't lie in that part. You know, that's what I think that, you know, I love about what we do in you know, in the industry that we're in is because we have the tools to really help you out.
Well, and the one thing you mentioned as we're wrapping up here, this segment, is the income coming off of RMDs. A lot of times our clients, we earmark that money off that RMD or that income payment to a certain goal or need of that client. Maybe it's to cover a long-term care insurance premium. Maybe it's to put aside for a trip. Maybe it's to buy more stocks and do a stepped up cost basis for their grandkids. So I think that's where we definitely help when it comes to the RMDs and doing a planning for our clients.
Right. And now that, that you're transitioning that RMD into something that doesn't have to be taken out when the kids when the kids receive the inheritance, that's perfect. I mean, you can't name that any better, Steve.
Yeah, and again, why all this matters, delaying the start age gives more tax-deferred growth time, but also potentially larger future RMDs if account balances grow. Lower penalties means fewer risks if mistakes are made, yet the rules are so strict and require attention. Understanding these changes helps retirees plan when and how much to withdraw, reducing tax surprises, of course, as Steve mentioned in the beginning of the segment, and controlling income spikes. If anything we've shared on this week's show makes sense to you and you could use some help, well, we're here for you. That free, no obligation retirement consultation. Don't hesitate to give us a call. We do this show to bring important information to people like you, and we'd love meeting our listeners. Visit retirementplanningpipeline.com or call 850-424-8977 for your personalized investment confidence checkup. Stay right there. Coming up next, the countdown to financial year end. You're listening to the Retirement Planning Pipeline.
30 years of combined retirement planning experience. Call David and Steve today at 850-424-8977. The Retirement Planning Pipeline will be right back.
Missed part of today's show? The Retirement Planning Pipeline is available wherever you get your podcasts and at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Welcome back inside the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that delivers expert insights, actionable advice, and real-world strategies to help you retire confidently and comfortably. Jim Terabuck, you're here alongside retirement planning specialists David Pipes and Steve Zarek. And as always, thank you for making this show a part of your weekend on whichever platform of your choosing. The countdown to year end. While quarter four matters for retirees, learning why October through December can make or break your retirement income strategy. That clock is ticking. Retirees have a limited window to take smart financial steps before December 31st. Over the years, guys, we've seen market volatility that overtakes the fourth quarter of any given year. So my question for you, and David, we'll start with you here. How does the market volatility in any given fourth quarter of any given year affect retirees' RMDs and qualified funds?
Yeah, so first I'll hit with the RMDs, and I'll kind of let Steve, you know, lean off of this because I know he's going to have some answers to it as well. But market volatility in the end, first off, is always high in your fourth quarter, right? You've got holidays, you've got everything, you know, happening. You know, you can see a big bull run or you can see a nice little correction. And when the RMDs come inside of that, right, people start to understand, hey, I got to start taking RMDs out, you know, blank, blank, blank. So the end of the year comes around. And if something happens like that to where they say, oh, well, the market's down, you know, you're obligated to take it out before that timeline. So now that affects when you're selling. Okay, because you can't, you know, you have to sell something in there to be able to take out that RMD. Now, like Steve and I said, we mainly go towards the income side because we don't have, you don't want to have to deal with this. Okay, there's solutions out there, a lot of them, to not have to deal with the crazy fourth quarter. And if you're dealing with the crazy fourth quarter, you need to sit down with us, right? That's my biggest point on that. But how, you know, you don't want it. You don't want the risk of having to sell your RMDs in the market are low. You just don't. And you also don't want your qualified funds being affected by the market volatility. And I've heard a lot of clients. I just met one last week. How in the heck do I position some of my assets? That's why we're here, right? We're here to help you. We're here to help you position them so you don't have to worry about the market volatility in the fourth quarter, and you don't have to be anxious about it. And it could be simple because that market volatility can affect it tremendously.
Well, you know, it's a good point. And who wants to be, you know, you talk about timing and we talked about coming into the fourth quarter and the volatility and having to take RMDs and take withdrawals. I don't know anybody in retirement that wants to try to time the stock market, you know, and that's just... I don't like to do it as much as I watch the stock market and invest in the stock market. I mean, to time stuff and to, you know, it's just a gamble. And who wants to do that in retirement? We want peace of mind. We want security. We want, you know, consistency. We want guarantees, especially when you're talking about income and RMDs. And the other thing to think about, and I've seen this happen over the years I've been doing this, you know, the RMD is based on the prior year. So if the prior year was up, you talk about a bull run at the end of the year, you know, what if the market was up? What if your 100,000 was 130,000 the prior December 31st, and now a year later, it's 110, and your withdrawal percentage is 4? Well, now you're taking 4 of 130 when you only had 110 in there, and now you're pulling out, it's not 4% because the 4% on 130 is not 4% of 110. So, and you're the math guy. So, you know, to try to time that is where, you know, the people listening out there, you know, wouldn't it make sense to sit and not worry about that and have a guaranteed income that's a good income? I'm talking 6, 7, 8, 9% income for the rest of your life. You don't worry about RMDs and you have that money coming in and you have your other accounts that are in the stock market and you don't have to be forced to sell them and try to time that market. And that's where we can help people.
Yeah. And it covers that gap, Steve. I mean, I don't know how simplified you can make it. I mean, and that's where I think why we make such a big influence on our clients and why we're getting out there and why, you know, we've got referrals nonstop and people are calling us off the hooks because we do things different. Okay. Our service is about the client. Okay. And that's something that everyone can say they do, right? But we can back it up with numbers, right? Advisors can't back it up with numbers when they keep everybody in the market. Any retiree in the market, you cannot tell me that is the right thing for that client. Am I right, Steve?
Right. And the best thing, too, is when we sit down and we draw up a plan for somebody, you know, how many clients have come to us with paper on they're going to do that. And the client looks at us and goes, I don't even, you know, we went through all this and I've got this big packet of stuff and I really don't understand it, you know. When we meet with clients, it's okay, let's look at your goals. Let's look at your assets. Let's look at your family. Let's look at your longevity. Let's talk about your health care. Let's put it all together. And if we're talking RMDs, we need to make sure you're taking the withdrawals when you need to take them. And let's make sure we have some guarantees in there so you don't have to worry about all that mess, you know? And right. I think that's where our specialty is, you know, sitting down, forming a plan, especially in retirement, close to retirement, you know, because the RMD rules, since they've changed, are kind of all over the place, you know, depending on how old somebody is, if they've already started RMDs, you know, are they turning 73, are they 75, what are they 65, you know, everybody's asking these RMD rules. And I think one of the things to be careful coming into the end of the year, like we mentioned earlier in this segment, you're coming into a time when you have holidays, you have advisors that are busy, you have companies that are closed certain days of the week. So the last thing you want to be doing is trying to rush at the end of the year to figure out if you've taken an RMD in time, and if somebody open, can they process it for you? That's where we, you know, we have to impress upon people listening. Call us, reach out on us on our, you know, on our channel, come to our, you know, our, hit us up on an email, set an appointment now. Let's look at it now and make sure you're doing, your path is the right path and you're not going off on the wrong road somewhere and you're going to have all these penalties coming down the road.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, if there's any way to, again, say you've got to understand that there are ways, and I know I've been repeating this, but there are so many ways to where you can handle the RMD system without being that stressed out. And it's baffling to me that people are still stressed out about it, because it's like my clients have no worry in the world, you know? And I think that's something big that we've been seeing. Now we really want to push that. We really want to push the fact that if it seems complicated for you, okay, and it's just, it's everywhere and the qualified funds are in places and you don't know where they are. That too. I've been seeing a lot of that. Or you don't know what company, people say, I have it with this company. It ends up being a whole different company. The clearinghouse ends up being someone else. You know, sit down, go over those things. I mean, get a
question
and look at it.
I think the important part too, David, is identifying your assets and the purpose of that asset. I can't stress that enough to our clients, to the people listening. We will sit down and we'll break the assets out and let's identify what the purpose of that asset is. And if it's income, let's solve that problem and give you a guaranteed simple income. Here's what it is, no matter what. If you don't need the income, reinvest it, spend it, save it, gift it away, you know, charities, grandkids. If it's growth and you want growth without risk, we can piece it off like that. I think too many people go out to an advisor and they put it all in one bucket.
Yeah.
And then they try to pull RMDs off of this or that. And clients just don't understand what's going on. It's not clear.
Right. Well, and then they're, when you don't understand what's going on, you start to not care because you let it go. You let the advisor take care of it. And I'm sorry to tell you, it's not the advisor's money. Okay. So the bottom line is that, you know, if everything's in the stock market, as you can read this on everywhere possible, the stock market is very risky. Okay. The market in general was risky. The bond market, everything is risky. All of it has risk. Okay. You need to be able to allocate your qualified funds or assets into buckets to where you can have those risky funds that, of course, you're not looking to touch in the next 10 years. But you need to be able to have the funds that RMDs are taking care of. If you need to take RMDs out, if you want guaranteed income, those kinds of buckets need to be filled in the opposite side of your stock market side. You do not want those in a risk. That's just a bottom line. And I think that now we're seeing more advisors kind of try to shift a little bit, but the corporations really aren't showing enough of the numbers, right? Because we have a financial hurricane. I mean, we've got the biggest wealth generation, the baby boomers, 365. They've all got 401ks and funds and things like that. And no company wants to see them go, you know? So I feel like there's less things talked about. Right. And then people are researching and they're going on Google and they're listening to this guy and that guy and this guy. And I feel like the confusing side of things is starting to become even more confusing. And it's hurting.
I was taught this a long time ago, and I see this happening in the retirement industry in the advisors. It's called analysis paralysis.
Yep.
And people are getting so much information that they freeze up. And then that's what can hurt them, you know. They hear this, they hear that, they research, they go online, AI is telling them one thing, somebody's telling them something else, and they get confused and they freeze and they don't make the moves. And year end, I mean, it's big time. Q4, you know, all these things really can affect their retirement, and we don't want them to pay penalties. We don't want them to set up, you know, in the wrong accounts, you know, because that's going to hurt them going forward next year. And we don't want to see that. So my advice is, anybody out there listening, you know, if you have RMDs, you're thinking about what to do and make your moves during this volatile time, we can put some security in there. We can give you some guarantees. We can set up your income where you don't have to worry about it anymore. And it makes sense. And it's involved in your plan, not the company's plan, not my plan. It's your plan. And that's what we try to put.
That's all, Steve. I love that. Your plan.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, we hear so many times, they've got a plan for me, or this is that. No, it's your plan.
Yeah.
You're the client. It's your money. It's your funds. no one in the world, this is kind of like your house. No one's going to treat your home like you do, right? So your money, you have to understand that it's your plan and you need to be able to oversee that plan and understand at least a little bit of it and why the money is in certain places and allocated. Don't just forget about it. Don't just think that an advisor is going to do the best thing for you. And that's you. I can't. And for me, I know I tutored through college, Calculus 2 and Calculus 3. I didn't like when students weren't understanding why they got the answer to the problem. I want them to know why the answer to the problem is what it is. And that goes with the finances too. You need to understand why your assets are there and why your goals are being met and benefited from where that allocation is.
Yeah, great point.
And one common mistake that we see people cashing out instead of rolling over that triggers taxes and penalties. So again, let's chat. Give David and Steve a call, 850-424-8977. That phone number again, 850-424-8977. You can also visit the website, retirementplanningpipeline.com. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget to subscribe to the program in podcast form, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the show on YouTube as well. Search Retirement Planning Pipeline on YouTube for clips and special content. This is the Retirement Planning Pipeline. For David Pipes and Steve Zarek, Jim Tarabocchia, have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Retirement Planning Pipeline, the show that helps you take control of your financial future. Whether you're 5 years from retirement or just getting started, retirement planning specialists David Pipes and Steve Zarek have the strategies, tools, and experience to help you make the most of your nest egg. Take control of your financial future and get started today by visiting retirementplanningpipeline.com. And if you missed any part of the show today or want to catch up on past episodes, be sure to subscribe to the Retirement Planning Pipeline wherever you get your podcasts. Not affiliated with the United States government, AmeriLife agents do not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information. Charles David Pipes and Steven Zarek are individually licensed and appointed agents. Learn more at retirementplanningpipeline.com.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Do you have a vision for what you want your retirement to look like? I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. Planning for retirement can be overwhelming. A survey from GoBanking Rates shows that one-third of Americans don't think they know enough about retirement, and they're probably right. So if you fall into that category, how do you know where to begin? Well, you've got to know where you want to go before you start planning how to get there. That's where having a smart vision for your retirement comes in. Whether you want to be a jet setter during your retirement years, want to take it easy in a quiet cabin in the woods, or start a new adventure by opening your own business, you should set that goal and keep it in mind throughout your working years. Retirement expert Dean Wagenspach said during a recent TED Talk,
I want to challenge all of us to redefine retirement away from depart, remove, withdrawal to a new definition, a blending of pay, passion, and purpose.
Still, retirement looks different for everyone. Sit down with your spouse and talk about your retirement goals. That will make it easier to determine how fiscally responsible you need to be now and how much income you'll need to make it happen after you retire. That's right, I said income. More and more retirees are finding that cash flow is more important than one big nest egg number.
That's when you want to say, hey, listen, I want to start thinking about all of this accumulation that I've done through these decades of working. How do I begin to think about turning what I've saved and what I've accumulated into paychecks after I retire.
That's Lee Baker, president of Apex Financial Services, speaking to CNBC. He says annuities are a great option for most retirees to generate an income you can never outlive. That's especially important since life expectancy has grown over the years, so you'll need to plan for a longer period of time than you may think. So, do you have a smart vision for your retirement years? That's a key question to consider as you start planning how to get there. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.